The Eureka City Council recognizes there's controversy over police use of drones, but has authorized research that could lead to approving it. The authorization was given following a mostly anti-drone public comment period at the January 6th council meeting. Unmanned aerial systems, drones, are categorized as military equipment and can't be acquired without council approval. But the Eureka Police Department has been using drones provided by the County Sheriff's Office, which is allowable as long as the use is reported to the council and the public. But Eureka Police Chief Brian Stevens said borrowing drones is, quote, not always the most efficient way to do things, especially in circumstances where time is of the essence. The ask before council was only to research the administrative structure, equipment, and cost related to developing the city's own drone program. Stevens described drones as a means of enhancing public safety and de-escalation.
These vehicles become a very valuable public safety tool, both used by law enforcement and other entities throughout California. They include fire, public works, anyone that deals with large areas, and they need to cover it in a quick amount of time and get a view that you don't get from the ground. They've been very valuable. They enhance officer safety and community safety by providing real-time situational awareness and supporting de-escalation during critical incidents. Under California state law, police officers are required, whenever feasible, to use de-escalation techniques before we use force, and especially in deadly force. And this is just another tool that will help us limit the number of armed confrontations that we have. And that's what we try to do. And we've seen results of those as recent as a couple months ago during a barricaded subject that we have. Additionally, we rely on these to assist in mental health crisis when people are involving self-harm or suicidal tendencies. Mental health crisis, potentially armed individuals, searches for missing or at-risk individuals, persons, including children and adults, barricaded suspect situations requiring interior or aerial assessment and assistance, and then public safety incidents near schools or densely populated areas.
But during a lengthy public comment period, many speakers, like this one, said a drone program could be expanded and become intrusive.
The officer before just gave some very narrow examples of how the drones would be used, but I'd actually like to know how the drones would actually be used day to day and not just in the outliers. Because the answer is pretty obvious to anyone with eyes. The answer is it's going to be used for over-policing. As the previous person who was just up here stated, they were not just used in these very nice, just for helping people out kind of ways. And it's an established fact that over-policing just creates more poverty.
Other speakers said that drones are, quote, incredibly scary rather than de-escalating, and use of drones to monitor protests is a concern. But a few supported a drone program, including a woman who identified herself as an adult on the autism spectrum and said while she doesn't like the idea of being approached by a drone, quote, I would prefer it over being approached by an armed officer. Councilmember Leslie Castellano said use of sheriff's office drones, which is done under that office's policies, creates structural tensions that can be resolved by giving the city ultimate control.
In terms of the citizens who spoke to the, we may open a Pandora's box. In my mind, the Pandora's box has already been opened, but there is no direct line of oversight or accountability into that Pandora's box. And so in some ways, in many ways, I support and applaud the work that our chief of police has done, as well as the oversight body and council, in terms of creating more opportunities for public awareness and education and learning around police practices. I do believe that this is a good exercise of democracy, is to have policies that people can actually have input on versus policies that people do not have input on.
Councilmember Katie Moulton shares concerns expressed during public comment about how a future version of the council may modify a drone program, but emphasized that the only move being made is to research a drone program, and she sees potential for it. Though Councilmember Mario Fernandez has, quote, a degree of ambivalence towards this given the misuse or potential misuse and abuse versus the perks, he said a council-approved program would open, quote, accountability for our police department. Councilmember Scott Bauer said although there's a lot of mistrust of law enforcement. Eureka police officers are, quote, actually great human beings. But he also called for limits on police drone use, saying, quote, I don't want to see a drone flying over Friday Night Market. Approval of the research authorization was unanimous, and once the research is done, a proposal for a drone program will come back to council for consideration. Also at the meeting, many of those who spoke against the use of drones also supported a resolution opposing U.S. actions in and related to Venezuela during a general public comment period. A council resolution was to be taken up at a meeting last month, but it was canceled due to lack of a quorum. But Mayor Kim Burgell said the resolution will be on the agenda of the next meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.